Cash fools everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. Here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
Each week, you can listen to Over Under 98.5 on the podcast page at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. While you're there, check out all the original podcasts available from Boston's Home for Sports. All of our podcasts are also available in Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. Welcome in Over Under 98.5. I'm Joe Murray alongside Dan Lifshatz. We are the Bankroll Boys. And it is time for our NFL preview. With week one ahead, we'll certainly dive into the win totals this year, take a look at the MVP odds, and maybe some Rookie of the Year stuff as well. But Dan Lifshatz alongside, coming off a profitable college week. It is finally here. The preseason is over. The preseason is finally over.
It only took, what, 6 months, 7 months? I'm ready, man.
It was so bad, that preseason.
It was brutal. It was so brutal, Joe. I mean, listen, we each had a profitable preseason, so let's be fair. It wasn't too awful. It felt like it took forever. It just went on forever.
So, Dan, week one of the NFL, just looking at it overall, we'll get into the games, but Is it a week to beware? Like, are there some lines you just need to kind of look at or stay away from? Is there some teams maybe you just kind of want to watch? Like, for someone who's just starting out their bankroll, and we know people also do survivor picks. So, you know, people are like, oh, I don't gamble, but you're probably in a million survivor pick leagues.
I will give you a survivor pick for this week.
So, great. And I have one myself.
Perfect.
But week one, is it tread lightly, or is it, all right, I already got my bankroll from a year ago. Do we lay it? You know, just how do you approach week one? Because to me, like, I'm in. There's just some teams I still have questions about.
Yeah, I mean, week one to me is a be careful week. I think it's pretty obvious. There's no reason to go large. You don't know these teams well enough. You don't. So if you start going large week one and you really misjudge a team off what the media says or off what you personally think is, you know, going to be a good year for a team, and you just completely misjudge them, I mean, you crushed your bankroll and probably just crushed your entire week one. I don't think that's a good strategy. I don't think that's a good idea. I think you go light week one. It's the same thing that I kind of felt about preseason. You go light. It's week one. You don't know these teams well. I think there are special opportunities that you can find some good stuff. But in general, I'd say go light. It's week one. Relax. You don't know these teams as well as you think that you really do.
So with week one, you know, like for me, you know, I look at a lot of things. To give you a college equation, I liked Michigan over Notre Dame and I lost. But little do we know that, like, the home team in that series was 4-0 against the spread in the last four games. Well, when it comes to week one of the NFL, do you continue to ride those type of trends? Considering teams are different quarterbacks, different coaches, different coaching staffs, like rookies, can you use those trends when it comes to betting in week one?
I'm not a big trend guy, never really have been. Especially when it comes to past performance, I just think that your teams are completely different every single year. Players get better, players get worse. You know, unless you're really betting on a coach, like, you know, a few of my buddies used to bet purely against Mike Mularkey, or I personally like to fade Mike Tomlin because I think he's an awful coach. You know, there's trends like that. Personally, the trend to me in the NFL that's huge, Joe, and this doesn't just apply to week one. This just applies to every single week, but especially in week one, straight up winners in week one in the NFL have gone 39-5-3 against the spread the last three seasons.
Wow.
That is 88.6%. So 2015, 14-1-1, 2016, 13-2-1, and 2017, 12-2-1, and the Miami-Tampa Bay game was canceled due to weather and was made up later in the year. So the way that I approach the NFL, and I'm going to be telling you this all season consistently, pick a winner. Forget about the spread. Pick a winner of the game, and they're going to cover 83% of the times. 83% of the time last year.
I'm in on that.
The spread did not matter. 83% of the time, yeah. Joe, last year.
And actually, that was one of the big things just going into the year. Like, yeah, like some people want to buy points or, you know, tease or things like that. No. Like, hey, if it's does the Steelers versus the 49ers, you like the Steelers, forget what the spread is. Just take that team. That 83%, Dan, like, that's money. You know, if you could make 83% in our picks, I mean, we wouldn't be here. Yeah, we'd be in Vegas. Hey, call me now. Like you'd be the Cleo.
You'd be the Brady of sports betting, which unfortunately it doesn't happen. But again, Joe, we're just it's very simple. Just pick a winner, which is why, you know, everyone you take a look at the Patriots the last, like, I think it's like the last 7 years, Joe, they're hitting something like 68% against the spread. You wanna know why? Just pick a winner. Just pick a winner. That's all you're doing.
Well, you're listening to Over Under 985. It's the podcast. We're doing an NFL preview. Week one, finally here. And people love to do prop bets at the beginning of the year. And one of the big ones is win totals. And ho-hum just happened to be popping up my local book, sports book, is what I like to use. And the team with the highest odds, or the highest win total, is the New England Patriots. Oh, Dan, 11.5, says the local Mr. Pickles. Not 11, not 10.5, 11.5, and it's juiced up $45.
Yeah, that's for the Patriots, right? That's too much for me. I got it earlier this year. I got it at 11. I put it out that day on Twitter the day I got it at 11. It was over under 11 wins. It was -140, I believe, off the top of my head. I said, take the over. They win 11 games every single year. I mean, literally, at worst, you're looking at a push. So I think if you want to be ballsy and you want to take the 11.5, go ahead. I know on Five Dimes right now, you can certainly buy that extra half. So you can, I mean, you can probably, what, get it at, I don't know, 190 if you really wanted to, or something along those lines. I'm pulling it up right here. So at over under 11. So on here you go, Joe. Over under 11 on Five Dimes, -135.
Wow.
So over under 11.5 is even odds. Over under 11 is -135. I mean, to me, in my opinion, that's a sure bet you have to be making if you want to build your bankroll. In my opinion, that is, that's a bet you have to make.
People ask us, hey, where do you guys go for your lines? Or, you know, where should I go to get the best lines? Like, yours is best. And again, I go through local, right? So the local guy clearly knows people are going to be betting on the Patriots. So, hey, why don't we tick it up a half a point? Oh, and hey, let's add a little bit more juice to it. Dan, your book is it's a better line right there.
Yes.
I see value in the under 11.5, though. If it is 11.5 at +115, I actually would bet the under just for the simple fact that, hey, if they win 12 games, I'll tip my cap to them, right? I'll tip my cap. Hey, I lost my bet. If it was 11, Dan, I still wouldn't bet it. 10.5, I would go the over, though. Yes. I think 11's the right number.
See, I think they're going to win at least 11 games, and I think they'll probably end up winning 12. The schedule isn't too hard this year. They have a terrible division. We'll go down the division here, but basically you're facing Josh Allen and Nathan Peterman, Ryan Tannehill, and a rookie in Sam Darnold, who everyone is overhyping for the preseason but really couldn't make a pass and made awful decisions at USC. And I mean, in my opinion, this might be the worst year for the AFC East in a long, long time. And that's pretty much 5 guaranteed wins and maybe a 6 if Ryan Tannehill continues to downtrend the way he has been the last couple of years. I know he was hurt last year, but I'm just saying, you know, that's like 5 or 6 guaranteed wins for the Pats right there, Joe. And that doesn't even count anything else. In my opinion, the Patriots are winning 11 games this year at bare minimum. And so in my opinion, you have to take the over 11. Joe's going to take the under 11.5. I respect that.
Value.
That's
just
fair.
Plus money. Why not?
Yep. I understand. I'm just, and again, you know me, I like my plus money, but I have to take the over 11 there. To me, they don't win 10 games a year. They win 11 or more. So, I mean, really at worst, you're getting a push there. So
all
that's
right.
The way I feel.
I'm just going to bring up a couple of teams. We'll go to win totals and kind of move around here. As it is week one of the NFL, we'll get into some games as well. But Pittsburgh Steelers at 10.5, over under 10.5 right now. Over is +130. You like that or no?
I like the under. 10.5. I think Pittsburgh is probably going to have one of their worst seasons to record in the past couple of years. Mike Tomlin has continuously coached that team into the ground every single year. Their quarterback is getting older. Their defense is getting worse, in my opinion. I know they have a good defensive line, but their defense is getting worse. They just lost Ryan Shazier to that horrific injury last year. I know they have some great wide receivers, but again, now you don't have Le'Veon Bell. I know there's reports coming out a couple minutes ago, Joe, that he's going to sign on Saturday.
Wow.
That's what they believe. But you know what? In my opinion, the offensive line clearly is upset with him. There's issues in that locker room. The coach is, in my opinion, an awful coach. One of the top five worst coaches in the NFL.
Who's won a Super Bowl? But go ahead.
I mean, yeah, sure, he's won a Super Bowl with other
terrible coach to bet on, by the way.
He's awful.
I agree with that.
He won the Super Bowl with another person's players. So I mean, that's the way I look at it. But yes, under 11.5 to me, or under 10.5. And honestly, I feel pretty comfortable taking the under 10 at -110. Give me the under 10 at -110 for the Steelers. I think they're going 9-7 at best this year.
Was there a team that you did like the total that is out there? And we only just mentioned AFC Patriots Steelers because they're 1-2. I mean, if I just looked at the NFC, the Rams are, I believe, 10 at a win total.
Yeah.
And, I mean, is there any other AFC team? Titans over 8?
So yes, there are a few, and I'll just pull them up.
How about the Raiders under 7.5?
So the Raiders. So we talked about this one earlier, Joe. The Raiders were at 8.5 earlier this year.
Wow.
So they were at 8.5 earlier in the summer when I told you that was one of my favorites that I was going to play. So Oakland under 8.5 was the play. Right now, Oakland under 8.5 is -233, so that's no longer an option. You're looking at Oakland under -7.5, which is -133, or under 7. I think that's kind of about where they are. I think that's probably too much to play. That's in that region of not playing for me. I will give you one that I really like. Kansas City under 8.5. I hate Kansas City this year. I don't like Pat Mahomes. I don't think that's a good team. Mm. I think you're going to end up seeing a lot of issues coming out there. That defense has really regressed. There's really no one on that defense now that you can even name that just, you know, can make plays. They're relying on pretty much a rookie quarterback. I mean, yeah, he's a second-year player, but he's pretty much a rookie quarterback. They're in serious trouble this year, Joe. They're going to score some points, but they're going to give up like 40 a game. I really like the under in Kansas City. And one more for you in the AFC, Joe. One more. I love this one. Denver over a 7.5 or 8. Either one. 7.5 is -124. I like it so much, I'm laying the over 8 at +112. I think Denver, I know Case Keenum, everyone's down on Case Keenum, doesn't believe in him. I don't love the quarterback, but I think that's an easy division to go 9-7 in. I think it's one of the worst divisions in the league. I think Oakland's going to be terrible. I think Kansas City's going to be one of the surprise awful teams of the league. Give me Denver over 8 wins at +112. I love that play.
We're getting picks from Dan Lifshitz. You got to put these bad boys in before Sunday at 1 o'clock. Before we get to the NFC, the Cleveland Browns, the win total. Right now, as of this second, when people go to listen to this podcast and they want to know the current line, over 5.5 wins. Where you at on that, Lifshitz?
I'm not playing it because I'm not playing it. Because you want to know why? I kind of like the over.
What if it was my money? I gave you my money and you had to make a pick?
If you gave me your money and you said make a play, I'm taking the over.
Oh my God.
I know, it's so square. It is so square. Everyone and their mother is on Cleveland over 5.5 this year. I actually know a bunch of people who got it at 4.5 early in the year. I missed out on that. I would have played the over 4.5 for sure. Over five and a half, juiced at -155. Too much chalk to lay for me. I'm not playing the over 6. That's too much for me as well. I like them right around 5 or 6 wins, and at over 4.5 would have been perfect value for me. Unfortunately, I don't have that option. I do. It's at -270, which I'm not playing. And so, yeah, I like the over there. I like the over 5.5 if you have to play something on Cleveland, Joe. Have to. What about you?
I think they're going to be bad. I just feel like under's the way to go. Like, they're going to be bad. They're bad for a reason. Like, that's just what they are. And they're probably going to go 5-11. That's probably what they'll do. They'll go 5-11. If I was going to just also, I have like a sneaky suspicion that the Colts are going to be really good this year. I don't know why. Just over 7, I think they go 8-8 with the return of Andrew Luck. So at -160 on that one. Look at the NFC. Vikings, 10.5. That's a lot of wins.
Yeah, that's another line that I would stay away from. It's juiced to the point where I don't think there's any value there. That's right around the area that I would have them in, that 10-11 season win mark. That's kind of exactly where I like them, Joe. I don't really see any true value lying with Minnesota. I don't love Kirk Cousins. I think the contract they gave him was pretty awful. But I do think the fact that, you know, Cousins is still a pretty good quarterback compared to the rest of the league, or, you know, what some of the other teams have. I think they're still, you know, they have a stacked defense. They have very good offensive
Dalvin
weapons.
Dalvin Cook coming back.
Dalvin Cook, Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs. They have Kyle Rudolph. They have a good offensive line. You know, they're stacked offensively. That's right around that area where I think we're kind of creeping into a bad spot. I'm going to say don't play it. If I had to make a pick, I'm playing the over, but really don't feel comfortable about it at all.
The team that beat the Vikings last year in the playoffs, Saints, are over 9.5 right now. I actually would put money on that. I like the over 9.5.
So everyone loves the Saints this year, which is interesting to me. Everyone loves the Saints this year.
No Ingram in the first four games.
No Ingram the first four games.
Like Gillislee's now with them.
Yep, so Gillislee signed. He's going to be probably a part of making up that replacement. I think Kamara is going to regress a little bit. I think Kamara is an elite player, so I think he's going to be very good. But I think you just can't expect the exact same production that he had last year. It's theoretically close to impossible. Breeze has to be great. That defense still has to be very good, and I think they are. Again, I think that's kind of one of the areas you just take a look at and say that's right around what you got to project them at. And I think it's probably just I don't see a lot of value personally for me. I do think that that's kind of right around where they're at, though.
People love these NFC teams. People, you know, everywhere you hear is, oh, the NFC is more stacked than the AFC this year. And I mean, I don't know. I like the Falcons. Like,
I think it's pretty even this year.
I think the Falcons can win 9 or 10 games, and the total right there is 9. The one I can't figure out is the NFC East. Are the Eagles going to be the Eagles? Because I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I think I like the under too, Joe. I think it's, what, under 10.5 now for Philly. It's too much for me. 10.5 wins to repeat to do that again. I think they're going to run into some trouble. Everyone in that division now is good. I think the Redskins got significantly better with Alex Smith. I think the Giants got significantly better. Saquon Barkley is going to be a stud. I think the Cowboys got significantly the same, but I still think they're going to compete in that division. I just wouldn't, if I had to play one on Philly, under 10.5. Joe, I'm telling you right now, there are a few NFCs that are going to be real easy for me. And I think I'm going to give you one right here. Are you ready for this?
Let's do it.
Okay. Tampa Bay under 5.5. Lock it up.
No Jameis Winston, Ryan Fitzpatrick,
Gurley. Jameis Winston is not good. Let's move on from that. He is not good. He's not a good player. He has not been good in years.
And they were a hype team last year.
Hype team. Continuously, those media darling teams always end up flopping. Tampa Bay was not good last year because they added DeSean Jackson. That offense was not good, continuously not good. I'm going to go under 5.5. I really like that one. And then, again, San Francisco is another one over 7.5, or if you have 8, over 8.
I see 8.5 at my book.
Yeah, okay, so San Francisco is over 7.5 at -29 at -129 at 5 dimes, over 8 at +104 at 5 dimes. I like that over 7.5. I'm willing to lay the 130. I also kind of like the over 8 more. I'm laying the +104 at over 8 for San Francisco. I actually got that early in the year at plus money at 7.5. And the final one, Joe, the final one that I really like in the NFC, and I kind of want to hear what you think about this as well, Chicago Bears over 7 wins, -135. Give me the over for Chicago. I think that division is going to be tough, grind it, but I think they're going to get some wins. I think that division is probably going to be one of the top divisions in football this year.
7's a good number for them. Like, that's a respectable number. I'm going under. I just, I that you mentioned the division itself. Like, they got to battle out of that thing.
Yep.
And Green Bay is going to be making a comeback.
They do, but if they can get even just 3 wins out of their division and just go 500 versus their division, I honestly believe that
they should
go.
Be improved. The quarterback should be better, and with Khalil Mack, they should be a better defense.
The defense is better. Trey Burton, Allen Robinson.
Howard, or the running back.
Who's the other wide receiver I'm blanking on? From Taylor Gabriel from Atlanta. They added some offensive weapons. They have a quarterback who I like in Mitch Trubisky. Their defense is consistently getting better. They made a terrible trade for Mack, but Mack is an elite player, and so their defense is going to be significantly better with him. I mean, to me, that's a 7-win team. That's a dynamic defense. That might be a top 3 to 5 defense in the entire NFL, Joe.
Wow. So a lot of stuff there when it comes to the win totals this year. Dan just gave you about 10, right? He just gave you about 10.
Yep.
Tread lightly, everybody, but it's going to be a great NFL season, and I think there is some money to be made with those win totals. You are listening to Over Under 985. Each week you can listen to Over Under 985 on the podcast page, 985thesportshub.com, and on the 985 The Sports Hub app. While you're there, check out all the other original podcasts available from Boston's Home for Sports. All of our podcasts also available in Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts, Dan Lifshitz.
Yes, they are.
So for us, we were just like tweeting a link and getting like 600 views a week or whatever. Now, those numbers should improve. And also, where else can you go where people actually post picks, back them up, and you can win money? Like, you have to pay for that kind of service. We're doing it here for pleasure.
Free.
Just because we think we know a lot. Let's face it. No one's 100% at picking games.
Of course.
But I don't know, and you know, doing a little bit of handicapping, and I like to do trends, and sometimes I just like to look at who's the better team right now. Like, who's the better quarterback? And I love home team. Home court field means a big deal in the NFL. It does. Even if your team stinks, like the Miami Dolphins versus the Tennessee Titans week one. I don't know why, but I love the Titans in that game. I love the Titans. So that's my survivor pick this week.
Interesting. All right, well, I will give you my survivor pick later. Joe.
A little tease.
I will give you my survivor pick later when I discuss this. Joe, I want to get quickly into a few props.
Okay.
Just a few props, and then we're gonna move on to week one because we are time-strapped today. So a few props. First, for the NFL MVP, I like Jimmy Garoppolo plus 1650.
Ooh.
Small. These are all small plays. Okay, don't forget that. Who else do I like? Well, I like Ezekiel Elliott at plus 4,000.
And just for the record, Aaron Rodgers is the favorite at plus 500, followed by Tom Brady at plus 800.
Plus 800. So I like Jimmy Garoppolo, and I also like Russell Wilson plus 1,800. Again, these are all small.
I'll give you one to just put $100 on.
Yep.
Jared Goff plus 1,600.
Yeah.
That team's going to be a high-scoring offense.
No, that's kind of what I thought, but I just think that Gurley is going to get so many of those touchdowns.
True.
So that was my only concern, but again, that was also one I considered very strongly, Joe. I like that one as well.
You know what's a sneaky one? I don't know what the Dallas Cowboys are going to be. I have no clue. And again, that division between the Giants, Cowboys, like the Skins, like I don't know what any of those teams are going to be, even Philadelphia. But if Dallas can be a playoff team, Dak Prescott could be the MVP.
See, that's why I like Zeke. I like because I don't think that Prescott's going to have a lot of weapons this year. He'll have a few, but I just don't think he has a ton, which is why I think Zeke's going to get the ball a lot behind that offensive line. And so Zeke, possible MVP for me, big one. It would be a real big one for him.
And while we're at it, I'm just like looking at some of these. Leonard Fournette plus 4,000 if the Jags are the best team in the AFC. No?
Nah.
No? Plus 4,000?
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe probably that defense would be the end. I'm out. I'm out on that. Yeah, I'm out.
Any other?
Well, let's move on to the AP Defensive Player of the Year, Joe.
There we go.
Defensive Player of the Year. So I have one that I like a lot. I'm gonna take a small chance at. Again, these are all super small plays. I don't want you to be putting a ton of money on this. Jadeveon Clowney plus 5,500 this year. I think Clowney has a potential breakout year. I think there's a real good chance that he ends up becoming an elite player this year, just based on how he's kind of trended. I also think another one that you have to at least think a little bit about is Luke Kuechly at plus 2,000. I like Luke Kuechly a lot. I think that he's going to be a he's always a monster. If he can just stay healthy, he would be incredible. So Luke Kuechly, and Jadeveon Clowney are my two defensive player of the year picks.
Joey Bosa plus 700. Lock it up, everybody. He is going to be the sack leader, and the Chargers will make the playoffs.
Interesting.
Joey Bosa, defensive player of the year.
Joey Bosa. I like that. I think, see, if Bosa stays healthy, I think he has a legit chance to do that as well. I think he has a real chance to do that as well. All right, Joe, let's move on to rookie of the year.
Now, I know they do offense and defense.
Yes.
Is it just strictly...
So this is AP offensive rookie
okay,
of the year.
Okay, yep.
So AP offensive rookie
and
of the year.
I think the favorite, well, is probably Saquon Barkley.
It's Barkley.
Okay,
Barkley at plus 155. So there's two that I like for you. Okay, one, Saquon Barkley, plus 155. I mean, Barkley is going to be an elite player. He's going to be behind a much better improved offensive line. I think that Barkley is one that you have to play. I'm actually playing that a normal size, Joe. Plus 155, I think that's going to be...
positive money, plus 225.
I think that's going to be real close to a good one. I'm going to give you two others that I think have real value, and I'm going to play them small, but I think that both of these guys have a legit chance to be absolutely studly. Cortland Sutton, plus 3,500 for Denver. Mm. Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders get hurt every single year. Sutton has been, by all accounts, just been fantastic.
They've been dying
so far
for a third wide receiver.
Dying. So I think that Sutton is a legit chance. And the third one, and my favorite player of the draft, not the best, but my favorite player of the draft, who I think is going to be an absolutely elite, studly wide receiver, Michael Gallup, plus 6,600.
Wow.
I love Michael Gallup out of Colorado State. He was awesome in college. He's going to be awesome in the pros. Dallas is going to have a number one wide
receiver.
Yeah,
him and Hearns.
Michael Gallup.
Yeah.
Yep.
With Beasley at the slot.
Gallup at plus 6,600 is a steal. It's an absolute must-take price.
Call
absolutely.
Me a square, but give me Sam Darnold as your offensive rookie of the year.
You like Darnold? See, I don't think that the quarterbacks play enough to actually end up becoming rookie
he's
of the year.
He's the starter, week one.
He is, but I don't think that he's good enough to stay the starter the whole season, and I think you're going to end up seeing him back and forth with McCown. That's why, like, Mayfield and Allen and Rosen, I just don't think I have a chance, like, unless they start week two. Like, Darnold might be the only one that has a legit chance to win just because he's going to play a good amount of the season.
All right, so for defensive player of the year, okay?
Yep.
Do we even need to take time in this? It's Bradley Chubb.
Yeah, I think it's Roquan Smith, actually.
Ooh.
So I think Roquan Smith is going to be, again, center of an elite defense. To me, he's the pick there. I'm actually not playing any defensive rookie of the years. I don't like any of the value, but if I had to pick one, it'd be Tremaine Edmonds or Roquan Smith.
Wow, some plus money there for Dan Lifshatz as we were looking at the prop bets for this year. We gave you the MVP, rookies of the year. We did some win totals as well. Is there a team that you're betting on to go all the way?
Yeah, I'm not doing that this year. There's nothing that I really love this year. And in the past, I play usually once or twice a year, but there's just no singular team that I think, man,
Patriots
that's
plus 650
team.
If you like them. But yeah. I just want to throw the stat out there. Teams that lose the Super Bowl, like to win it the next year, it hasn't happened in 40 years.
Yeah.
The last team to lose it and then go back the next year was the Buffalo Bills in the 90s. So the Patriots, I mean, listen, they're the Pats. They defy all the odds. Something hasn't happened in 40 years, dude. I mean, history has made, you know, records are made to be broken, but not in their favor.
I don't love it, but you know what? I'm if there's a team in history in the past, like, 25, 30, 40 years that you do not want to bet against, that's the New England Patriots. And so, Joe, I am going to give you one more pick that's not going to be a Super Bowl pick, but the Patriots to win the AFC plus 265. Lock it up. You want to know why? Because if they make it to the AFC Championship every single year, Joe,
maybe
like the Pats plus 265, they'll probably be favored. They'll probably be at home. And all you have to do is just take the other side, guaranteed money. I play the Pats to win the AFC Championship every single year. Every single year, because I always hedge it with the other side and I always make money. It's guaranteed money every single year.
You're listening to The Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz and send in your questions at over under 985.
All right, he's Dan Lifshatz. I'm Joe Murray. This is the Over Under 985 podcast. We're going to be pretty much doing a weekly appearance now on Toucher and Rich. So I believe it's Thursdays at 7 a.m.
Yep.
So if you think, oh, who's going to listen at 7 a.m.? Well, just go to the podcast.
There's a podcast.
985thesportshub.com. But we're going to have some fun with those guys, and we're probably going to give some picks as well. We're not perfect. Fade or follow. That's all I'd tell you.
Go ahead.
But I think we do pretty well with our bankrolls. Now, I'm already looking at week one.
Let's get into it.
I've been
Let's
doing
do
this
it.
For a
Let's
while. Let's do it. I used to do a show years ago, Dan, a gambling show, and immediately I would look at home dogs. Teams that are playing at home
yep.
that just aren't getting the love. And just to throw out a few names, the Cleveland Browns. I mean, I think they're getting a little bit of love there.
Yep.
The Miami Dolphins, dogs at home. The New York Giants, dogs at home to Jacksonville.
Oakland is the other one.
And then Oakland. So of home dogs, which one do you at least lean towards so far?
The one that I'm going to take, and I'm going to advocate that you play this. Again, we're going small. It's week one. The Cleveland Browns plus 4.5 at minus 110. And actually, give me the Cleveland Browns plus 185 to win versus the Pittsburgh Steelers week
Bless
one.
Em.
Again.
Bless
again.
Em.
What we just talked about. Teams that win cover. So that's all that matters. Just pick a winner. Cleveland Browns, I'm taking the plus 185, and I'm taking the plus 4.5. Give me the Cleveland Browns week one, Joe.
Okay. So there's your home dog. What about fishy lines? Like, what line throws off? And again, I'll go to the home dog situation here with the Miami Dolphins. I like Tennessee. That's my team. I like them this year. Dolphins, but it's only minus one, and they're on the road? Like, and the Tennessee did beat Miami last year as a one-point favorite on the road. Again, same number, worse Miami team, better Tennessee team. That's a fishy line to me.
I certainly agree, and if I had to play one, again, that's the same type of thing. I kind of like Miami. It's just a tough place to play, and it's so hot still. I kind of like Miami.
See, that's
Miami
the sharp
that
play,
game.
Right?
Yeah.
Because how many squares are going to be taken Tennessee?
Oh, yeah.
One?
Every square is going to be on Tennessee. And again, let's not be irrational here. The squares have won and done quite well in the past couple of years in the NFL. Like, they really have. Squares have done very well the past couple of years. So let's not be, like, you know, completely condescending and say, like, oh, well, the Sharps have played the Browns every single week the past 3 years. Also true. How have they done on that? They've been awful. You know, I mean, again, and coming from someone who has seen value in the Browns, I stopped playing them 2 years ago. I just couldn't do it. I'm jumping back on the Browns bandwagon this year, but for the last 2 years, I have been off, out on the Browns, as you would say, Joe. How about, you want another one? You want another fishing
yeah,
one?
Yeah.
Okay. The Washington Redskins pick them at the Arizona
That's
Cardinals.
That's interesting.
At the Arizona Cardinals.
Both new quarterbacks. Bradford and Smith. So that's interesting. Like, I don't want to watch that game. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
I
no, just, I'm definitely not
like
watching
Like, it's 4
that game.
O'clock. No, I'll watch Red Zone.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely. I'm watching. I do the dual TVs, Joe. Pats on one, Red Zone on the other, all day. Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, again,
Washington won that game last year, by the way, 20-15.
They did. I cannot possibly take the Redskins in that game. It's either Cardinals or nothing. It's either Cardinals or nothing for me in that game. So for me, it's nothing. I cannot possibly take the Redskins, although I do think they're going to be better this year. But teams week one, I think it was something, there's a stat like last year that teams week one went like 8-3 against the spread last year. For teams that didn't make the playoffs last year. So teams that were like didn't make the playoffs last year crushed in week one last year. So to me, it's a weird week. I would be careful.
Well, let's go to one of those teams, Tampa Bay, on the road at New Orleans. It opened at 7. It's now 9.5. We know Jameis Winston's not playing in that game. A lot of love for New Orleans at home right there.
Yeah, give me the New Orleans Saints. I'm not advocating to make that pick either, but they're going to win that game. They're going to win that game. It's a divisional game at home. The Bucs are awful. I mean, they've had some issues all year. I just, yeah, give me the Saints at the points. Give me the Saints. Absolutely. Give me the Saints.
Okay, you already mentioned Cleveland. San Francisco and Jimmy Garoppolo at Minnesota.
This is just a game I can't possibly want to touch.
Opened at 4.5, now 6.5.
Yeah, Minnesota. I can't possibly want to touch. This is a first half under to play to me. I mean, if you really want something there, you just play the first half under because both teams are going to be good defensively. You know, no, I don't want to play it. I'm out on it. Honestly, I think Minnesota will probably win and cover. I don't want to play it, Joe. So I'm out. I'm not giving anything. You have something on that?
I'm not touching that game.
Yeah. See, it's just one of those.
Again, if it was just about picking a side, I'm on Minnesota.
Yeah, I think I am too.
Buffalo and Peterman at Baltimore. Baltimore getting a lot of love right now at -7.5.
Yeah, I'm taking Buffalo.
Oof, a playoff team?
Yeah.
First game of the year. I know it's a new quarterback, but
yeah, taking Buffalo, this is just ridiculous.
Yeah, there's too much points. It's too many points.
They're the number one super contest team, Joe. The Ravens at -6.5, the number one super contest
team. Baltimore may win. That's too many points.
Well, here's the, Joe, again, what we just talked about, though, 83% of the time the points don't matter. And I'll tell you this, Joe, last year in the super contest, the top five pick teams each week against the spread ended up hitting. What do you think the percentage was for the Super Contest top five against the spread the entire season, the entire year?
I'll say 65%.
Nope. Lower.
Get out of here.
35%.
Wow.
The top five picks went 35% against the spread. You know what they went? You know what they went week one? 0-5. Yes. You know who the number one team is this week? Baltimore. Nope, I can't. I mean, Baltimore initially looks lovely. I just, for some reason, that just smells so fishy. It just smells like a 13-10 type battle. Like in Baltimore.
Like a Justin Tucker field goal in the fourth quarter.
Or like Buffalo, just like, you know, a Nathan Peterman, like just last second touchdown to, you know, someone. Like it's just a.
Beef up his stats or something late in the game.
I have Buffalo at 8. At 7.5. Give me Buffalo plus the 7.5. Mm.
The Cincinnati Bengals, which a lot of people are down on this year, on the road, -2.5 at Indy. Frank Reich, Andrew Luck's back. The defense is still good in Cincinnati. And Dalton can still throw it up there to AJ Green, and Tyler Eifert's finally going to be healthy. And Boyd, like, I feel like Cincinnati is not getting the respect this year. But I don't know. That new Colts team, kind of like him in the opening game against Cincinnati.
So actually, this is one of my biggest plays of the week. I'm going on Cincinnati, Joe. I love Cincinnati +3. I've been on Cincinnati +3 since like Monday, I think. Cincinnati +3 for me.
Yeah, the Cincy defense is legit.
They're legit, and I know that Dalton gets such a bad rap, but he does play well sometimes. And I just, again, that.
But it's that national TV thing. People watch him on national TV. And
he's so bad. But it's a 1 o'clock Sunday game. I don't love Indianapolis' team this year. I just don't. I think it's going to be a rough year for Luck. That offensive line really has to hold up. Costanzo's already hurt. I don't love it. In my opinion, I've looked at the game a lot. I like Cincy +3. That's my pick there.
62% of the betting public is on the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yep.
Jacksonville, we all know what they are. Bortles, Fournette, Ramsey on defense. Like, they can only be better than they were a year ago. Some would think. They go into New York on the road opening night with a look-ahead game against the Patriots. Keep that into account when it comes to betting. Who are the teams playing next week? I think it's a big part about gambling. 3.5 on the road. Can they cover that? I say yes, because they get in Eli Manning's head in that game.
This is another very interesting spread to me. Probably should not be this low. This is tough. If I had to choose a side, and again, I'm not advocating for one. If I had to choose a side, I'd take Jacksonville and be square here. I just can't possibly fathom Eli Manning not just playing well versus that secondary, just that defense in general. So I can't lay my money on New York. However, I think the value is on New York, which is why I don't think that Jacksonville is a play for me this week. So I wouldn't, it's not there. So I'm going to go, if I had to, I would take Jacksonville, but I don't want anything to do with it. The sharps continue to be on the Giants, and the line continues to drop.
I'm out on the Giants. I hate the Giants. I will never bet on them ever again, I think. That last year, like, there was a game late in the year that, like, it was a must win, right? Like, they had to win. Everybody bet on them. They lost. And I'm out. I can't, even if they're at home, out on the New York Giants. So the big one on 1 o'clock, the New England Patriots host the Houston Texans. Last year, it was a back-and-forth battle. Right now, it's -6. It opened at 7, 6.5 in some places. Just to give you the history of the Patriots, since 2014 in the first game of the year, they lost in Miami. They beat Pittsburgh. They beat, on the road, Arizona with Jimmy Garoppolo, a quarterback. And then last year, they lost to Kansas City on opening night. The Patriots normally start off slow. Texans get all their guys back on defense, all of them.
Yep.
With a Deshaun Watson off an injury. Hopkins had a big year last year. Their running game still is not strong. They lost Deontay Foreman, so they're going with Lamar Miller again. I feel like it's a lot of points for the opening night for the Patriots. It's a lot of points.
Yeah, this is just kind of the thing how I feel, Joe. Whenever you have a team that is just, you know, how do I put this? Whenever you have a team that has just been back against the wall, just been hammered all offseason, talk smack about all offseason, you have Tom Brady basically motivated. I think he's probably extremely motivated after everyone has been talking smack about him. You have Bill Belichick and the coaching staff who has had all summer to prepare for this team. He knows Bill O'Brien inside and out. They know that Texans team well. They saw Deshaun Watson, up close and personal last year. The Texans are down another left tackle. Their offensive line continues to get worse. I know they have DeAndre Hopkins, but if you double him over the top, I mean, really, you're asking for, Will Fuller and others to beat you. I just don't have a lot of faith in Will Fuller and Ryan Griffin. The defense is lovely, and they have a lot of big names. And again, I like Jadeveon Clowney a lot. Come on, you're asking for a lot from the Texans to go on the road week one with, a quarterback coming off an ACL, a defense coming off a bunch of injuries, and just even, again, I know the Patriots are banged up. I know the Patriots don't have depth. I know that Julian Edelman's suspended. I also know for a fact that Rex Burkhead is one of the least talked about guys in that offense, and I think that he's going to be a complete and utter stud if he can stay healthy. I think that that offensive line is fine. I really don't think that they lost too much from going to Solder to Brown, honestly, as long as he can kind of stay in the game. And I just think that the defense is much better this year than it was last year, Joe. I honestly already think that the defense is better than it was last year. They beefed up front. Their linebackers look better. Even the secondary is okay because Malcolm Butler is not trying to pick off every single ball. Give me the Patriots -6.5, Joe.
Okay, there you go. Forget about the points. Which team do you like? It's the Patriots in that situation. A couple other games here, just wrapping it up. Chicago at Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers' return off his big contract in Lambeau Field against their big rival. -7 right now.
Yeah, so I have a -8 in my book. Here's the one game of the week that I think is going to be a spread game. I think that Green Bay wins, and I think that the Bears cover. So that's what I think is going to happen. Give me the Chicago Bears +8. I think that it is going to be a tough divisional battle. The Bears are much improved. The defense is much better. This is going to be the one game that I picked this week that is going to have a win but not cover. And so I think the Bears are going to cover. It'll probably be like a field goal or a touchdown game. Give me the Bears +8.
Okay, and again, Aaron Rodgers in his return. And we'll see what Green Bay is. I'm interested to see what their wide receiving core looks like and their running game. I know they're dealing with the suspension as well. Matt Patricia, in his first game, hosting the New York Jets and Sam Darnold. If you can get a rookie quarterback on the road, give me the Lions -6.5.
Yep, I like that too. Lions -6.5, if I had to take it. Agreed.
Just rookie quarterback on the road in his first game.
And plus a head coach that knows that team inside and out and just has significant advantages.
Exactly. And then finally, Rams at Oakland Raiders. I think we both agree, just I'm not in on Oakland this year. John Gruden, he just made the big trade with Khalil Mack. Like, how do they follow up from that trade? And then the Rams, they're a flat-out buzzsaw. I'm sorry. A team that just disappointed in that playoff game with all that offense. Jared Goff expected to have a huge year. Brandon Cook's in the mix now. Like, they got Aaron Donald in the middle. Like, that's a team that should just pound Oakland on Monday Night Football in the late game.
As long as our coach is able to control those personalities and that's not going to be an issue early on, I agree. I think it's going to be an issue early later on in the season. Aaron Donald, Ndamukong Suh, Marcus Peters, all those guys trying to bring them all together, make sure they're all, you know, motivated and ready to go every single week, yeah, especially after they all legitimately all got paid. It's going to be tough, in my opinion. I think the Rams are going to have some issues this year. I think that everyone who's way overhyping them because of the talent that they have, but we all know that names does not equal production in the NFL. We've seen it countless time in and time out, over and over again. I think the Rams are going to struggle more than people think this year. However, Oakland is terrible, and I don't think that they're going to have those issues early on in the season. Give me the Rams -4. It's square as hell, but I'm taking it anyways. Rams -4 on Monday Night Football.
All right. That's a look at the season preview and our week one preview here on Over Under 985.
Joe, do you have like a top two or three plays that you wanna give out this week for listeners?
I'm gonna do it on the on Twitter.
Okay,
and again, just something that's a little bit different for me is I really wait until this morning, the Thursday game. Excuse me. I sent out a play out early. You know, yep. I looked at that game for a long time, and I sent that out early. But I want to look at everything. I want to know who's inactive. I wait for that kind of stuff before I make a play.
Fair enough.
So Sunday is when I'll send out the
play. I'm going to give you four plays right now. I think you should be playing. I think you should be playing the Cleveland Browns +4.5, and that money line +185. I think Cleveland is going to win this week. I think that you should be playing the Patriots -6.5. They're going to win and cover this week. Mm. I think you should be playing the Chargers -3. They're going to win and cover this week. And I think that you should be playing the Denver Broncos -2.5 or -3, depending on what it is. I think you should be playing those three. So those four are my four this week that I really like. I'll be posting them up for you for on Sundays or on Saturday or Sunday as well. You'll have all four of those games. I'll post them up for you as well. So, again, you are taking the Browns +4.5 and the money line +185. Either or, don't do both, or you can split it down the middle. It's up to you if you like to do that. That's how some people do it. The Patriots -6.5, the Chargers -3, and the Broncos -3.
All right, well, since you're giving away a four-pack, I like Tennessee on the road in Miami. I think that's my big one this week, and I really like the Rams on the road +4 at the moment. So that's my two. I'm going to post two more.
Perfect.
This weekend. How about that?
Works for me. That's you're already doing better than Felger. You have an opinion and a pick.
And there's college football as well. Stay tuned to
we'll be posting those up. I mean, I'm be posting my up Friday night. What about you, Joe?
Yeah. Too bad I have a wedding to go to this weekend.
Out on weddings. Out.
Well, in this football.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Weddings. Out on wedding and football. I got engaged Saturday, Joe.
Hey, Dan Lifshitz. Getting hitched.
Got engaged Saturday. First thing I told my girlfriend, I have three rules. One, number one, not on a Saturday or Sunday of football. Not on a Saturday or Sunday of football.
You're going to do a summer
wedding. You know what you're going to do? All of your friends just go watch football. They don't care about it.
They don't care. They'll be out watching the game. Yeah.
We're not doing that. Out on Sunday. Out on weddings on football days. Nope.
All right. Well, it's been another great week. Oh, and send in your questions. Send in the questions. I don't think we got many this week.
We did. We have a few. Let's do two or three questions, Joe.
Okay.
Let's take it to the window.
You send in your questions, we cash them out at the window. So who you got? Over under 98.5.
Take it to the window.
All right. So, Joe, this is one we kind of discussed, but we have a question and we want to discuss it again from Zach Kaplan. Any thoughts on the Bears win total over 6.5?
You liked it. You liked the over.
I did. Joe, what are your thoughts on that one?
Still under on that. They're coming along. I like Nagy as a coach, though. Oh, I feel like he's going to turn that thing around. I just think the division's too tough. I go under.
You go under. Okay. Oh, let's see. We have one other one. Joe, I know it's too late. This is already to you. Joe, I know it's going to be late and the podcast might not be out. However, do you like the Eagles or the Falcons? And I know you've already picked this, but I want to hear
Falcons.
And why?
The Falcons start fast. They start fast every single year. If you look at the last, I don't know, 7 or 8 starts on opening week, Matt Ryan has an unbelievable record. It's just they start off well. That's why I took the Falcons. There's a lot of injuries on the offensive side for the Eagles. That's just it. There's just a lot there. And I know, yes, I know the Eagles are like 11-1 against the spread at home in their last whatever games. Whatever. I don't care. Nick Foles, that quarterback, he's not the same guy. I like Atlanta.
Good. All right. And then I just want to recap quickly. We're not going to be doing a ton of questions this week just because we're time crunch, but I want to recap last week's picks. So we had the Seahawks in the preseason football +3.5. Winner. We had Joey Murr on Northwestern +1.
Boom.
Winner. We had Purdue Northwestern over 52 from me.
Boom.
Winner. We had we're going to move on. We had Syracuse -5, which we both liked, but I didn't want to put it out there with you. Double winner. I put out Army +14. Loss. Loss. Joe, you had Texas -13. Loss. You had BC -17.
Boom.
Winner. You had Auburn -2.5.
Boom.
Winner. You also, what else did you have?
I lost Michigan.
You did lose Michigan, but you did have Ole Miss.
Boom.
Ole Miss +2.5. Winner. I had SMU +3.5. Big loss. Not even close.
I think they're like 25-point dogs this week.
Yeah, I'm not surprised after last week. I misjudged that team. I had La Tech -10. Got backdoored. I got backdoored. Loss. However, I had Oregon -33.
Boom.
They backdoored and won. I had West Virginia, Tennessee -60.5. Winner.
Boom.
I had UMass BC over 54. Winner.
Just quickly, I tried to hedge out of my Michigan bet and took Notre Dame +2.5 and it pushed. So again, if you think a team's going down and you go the other way with it, you try to hedge. The push does happen sometimes, or you lose both bets.
One more, Joe, and yeah. We don't end well. Miami -3.
Oh, that was the turnover chain did not work out that night.
No, it did not. However,
and I took LSU +2.5.
You did.
And I believe they won. But I think the total pushed.
That's correct.
So, again, I tried to hedge out of that one, and another push.
However, you did have Virginia Tech the other night +7.5. Which you did not post, but you did have Virginia Tech.
College is where the money's at, people.
And I told you I wasn't touching that one. So, I did not play anything.
All right.
However, Joe, tonight as a pick, I will not have a pick. Good luck. I hope you enjoyed our podcast. Joe, anything else?
No, and again, each week, you can listen to Over Under 985 on the podcast page at 985thesportshub.com and on the 985thesportshub app. While you're there, check out all the other original podcasts available from Boston's Home for Sports. All of our podcasts are also available in Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts.
All right.
That's it for this week. Big week 2 in the NFL. And be sure to check out Over Under 985 on Twitter. Send in your pictures and we'll go to the window. For Dan Lifshatz, I'm Joe Murray. This is Over Under 985. We'll talk to you next week.
Who you got?